Hello out there. Welcome to Your Next Mission video podcast. We talk a lot on the show about challenges of our service members, veterans, and their families face, from transition to personal finance to mental health and more. Sometimes you can't help but wonder, why isn't somebody doing something about this? Well, our friends at USAA are, to the tune of $500 million. You'll hear all about it next.
Welcome to Your Next Mission video podcast, where we tell the stories of those who have served in the past and those who are serving today. From transition to financial wellness, VA benefits to mental health, we cover issues facing veterans, active military, and their families. Now here's your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army and co-founder of the American Freedom Foundation, Jack L. Tilley.
Thanks for joining us, and thanks to all of our veterans, service members, and families for your service to our great country. Now, before we get started, I personally want to thank our presented sponsors, Navy Federal Credit Union, whose members are the mission, Purdue Global, where you can start your comeback, and USAA, where we take care of our own, with additional sponsorship from Blue Cross Blue Shield FEB Dental and Blue Cross Blue Shield FEB Vision. Together, they make your next mission happen. They love our veterans and families. And if you ever listen to the show, I always say this, we love them too. Today, we're talking about providing the help to the military community from several fronts. And I'm excited to introduce the Senior Vice President, love that title already, Head of Military Affairs at USA, Major General Retired Robert F. Whittle Jr. Sir, welcome to the show.
Hey, Jack, thank you. It's great to be here, and thanks for having me on the show and enabling me to talk about Honor Through Action and other things that we're doing here at USAA. And please call me Bob.
Sir, I'm an old soldier. I could just never do that. Maybe when I get older, that's probably a lot older.
Well, I've always felt like you far outranked me, so.
Well, I appreciate that. Hey, sir, before we go any further, I want to say thanks to you and everyone at USA for being one of our, you know, principal sponsors. You just heard me say that a minute ago. And we absolutely couldn't do the work we're doing on behalf of the veteran community without you. So thank you for what you're doing to help us and to help our veterans. Now, before, keep in mind, why don't you just let us start the show out by you telling the audience just a little bit about yourself. And I know how generals like to talk. You want to take about 4 hours, but want you to compress. I want you to compress that a bit. Tell just a little bit about yourself.
I thought we allocated time for that. So
yeah, about 25 hours or something like that.
No, I'll keep it brief. Yeah. So I'm from Mystic, Connecticut. I grew up on a family farm there. Graduated from West Point in 1990. Served in the Army for 33 years in the Corps of Engineers. Some highlights, I commanded 2nd Brigade Combat Team, 1st Cavalry Division. I was a Deputy Commanding General for 1st Cavalry Division as well. Loved every moment of that service. Married to my wife, Kathleen, for 28 years, so she was there for the vast majority of my time in the Army. And I have 2 children, they're both adults and out of the house. So one's in New York, and he does some marketing for an engineering company by day and some stand-up comedy as a hobby by night.
Oh, wow.
I call him a starving artist with a job. Yeah. And then my daughter, she's right here in San Antonio and getting ready to go to school to be a midwife one day. So we're really proud of them and love that family. Thanks for asking.
I was just going to say, man, did you say you've been married 28 years or 26?
28, yes, sir.
28. Oh, yeah. 28 years. Well, I've been married 56 years. So based on that time, I know who's in charge of your family. I make all the big decisions of my family. I'm sure you do too. They just never come up, I guess.
That's amazing. So your wife is absolutely, I mean, I know you well enough to know that she's a saint. Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's how you get to 56 years.
Absolutely. I love her to death. Hey, I said at the beginning of the show that USA is investing half a billion dollars over the next 5 years to ease the challenges our military and community face. Would you give us, an overview of the initiatives, and then can you start with just, and then we'll start with the details later, just an overview of that.
So Well, first of all, you know, that $500 million, I like what you said there, half a billion. It sounds even bigger, doesn't it, when you say that?
It does. Absolutely.
Yeah, so over 5 years, what we're doing is we're creating an alliance with other for-profit companies, nonprofit companies, the U.S. government, and we just want to support service members and veterans, all of them, and their families, you know, across the field. So we did a lot of research and narrowed down to three areas that we think are most important that we want to invest in. And, you know, the first one is meaningful careers. So as far as, and we'll go into more detail on that in a moment.
Yes, sir.
The second one's financial security. And then the third one is overall wellness, all areas where our service members and veterans, you know, can certainly use a hand. So we're all over that.
Yeah. Hey, sir, when you talk about meaningful careers, and so let's dig into them a little bit. Are you talking about mostly about the challenges of transition to civilian life? Is that what your focus is?
Yes. Well, that's the starting point. So it's the most important point, and we are focusing on that. And the facts bear this out. As service members get ready to leave the military, studies have shown like 1 in 5 is ready to go into a civilian career, but 4 in 5 don't feel ready to go get that civilian job. And then over 50% of them leave their job within the first year. So that tells us that they haven't found the right fit and they move on very quickly. So there's a lot of work that we can do in that area.
Yeah. I think the other problem is they don't start that transition far enough out. I always tell people 2 years out, you ought to start that process. And I don't know about you, but I waited probably the last 30 days to just sort of jump on that stuff. And I think really, to be honest with you, I think senior leaders are the worst part. You know, they don't do a very good job. I don't know about you, but I waited because I thought the Army can't do anything without me. I got to be right there to help them. But it was really funny when I left. I called back the next week and they couldn't remember my name. So
come on.
hey, yeah, you retired about less than 3 years ago. Did you? A great. Did you struggle when you got out of the service?
I didn't think I struggled, but, you know, I did have some challenges. Now, Jack, I did actually do some networking my last couple of years in the Army, and part of it was I knew when I wanted to leave. That's part of, you know, having that advantage. But it was really limited to 2 or 3 30-minute phone calls a week and evenings or weekends. I just wanted to get 2 or 3 calls and to figure out what I wanted to do, and I think that's really important. I came to USAA, which was a, you know, really great fit for me. It's got the same values as the military. We're helping service members, a really great mission. I was really excited about that. But then I did learn that we're very good at certain things in the military that when we transition, we have to adjust to.
Yeah.
So one of them, you know, is simply gaining alignment. So in the military, right, if you were my platoon sergeant, I'm the platoon leader, we get everybody together, we talk about what we think the plan is going to be for a certain objective or mission. We get their feedback. We incorporate the feedback that we think we should incorporate. And then we tell them what the plan is. And everyone at that point is aligned and they execute. Well, in corporate America, you can take that same approach, but it won't work as well because you actually need to get alignment from everyone. So you've got to get alignment from everyone that works for you, from your peers, from your bosses. That alignment causes it to go forward. Otherwise, you're just someone with a really good idea who's moving out. And if you look back, you might not have anyone behind you. It's really important. And you've got to have the patience for it. So this is the next thing is we're really good in the military because things are life or death, right? So we have after action reviews. You and I, we go out on patrol. When we come back, you're telling me that, hey, what's up? You didn't do headspace and timing with the 50 cal and you're just going to give it to me direct. And I'm just going to take it. And I'm going to tell you, yeah, but you're driving? That was horrible. Did you do a map recon? And you're like, no, I'm going to get that right next time. Very direct, no holding back. Well, in corporate America, it's not life or death. So you have time to bring people along, to coach in a very positive, practical way over time. It doesn't have to be immediate. And the same with your pace. We come into corporate America and we just want to get things done now. We want to get it done tomorrow. We want to get it done in a week. But there's more time here. It's not life or death. So you have to adjust. And I learned that the hard way in those three areas. And so I'm hoping everybody listening learns it the easier way right now.
Yeah, it's really funny. I'm just like you, I'm used to working from, 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning to 8 or 9, 10 o'clock at night, and you get up the next day at 4 o'clock and start all over again.
Yes, sir.
The other thing, I think...
Jack, I do want to say many of us here at USAA do that, veteran or not. I mean, we work very, very hard.
Yeah.
So no doubt about that.
Yeah. Hey, but I think the other thing, too, is I'm interested to see what you say about this, is a social media aspect of it. In the military, I'm talking face-to-face a lot of times, looking people in the eye. But in the corporate world, you're not. You're doing, you're emailing, your social media, just all that stuff. Does that play any factor in what you're doing there at USAA?
Well, it certainly does. And what you're referring to is engagement, right, with our members and prospective members, which is really, really important to us. And we have several channels for that, of course. I mean, we're very famous for our member service representatives who are just incredible on the phones. We have a great digital experience as well. It's just top ranked and we're very good at that. And what you're actually bringing up too is we have a face-to-face channel, which is what I run as the head of military affairs. They're all veterans and we scale well. There's 40 of them and they cover the continental United States and our bases in Europe as well.
They sponsor
events. They're face-to-face with members. They'll bring in member service representatives with expertise to meet with members as well. But as you know, when you were in the Army, you always knew who your USAA rep was. And that person was engaged. So imagine 40 of them. And we have over 2 million currently serving that they are able to scale to.
Well, I got to tell you one thing that we get on the next question, but that, I always... USA always did that sponsorship, and they was always there when you needed them, and it was great advice. And there was a lot of senior—I would imagine a lot of senior officers and senior non-commissioned officers that are part of that 40-person pool.
Absolutely. In fact, most of them are retired E9s from all the services who worked at the flag officer level, just like you did. So you can. Yeah. There's 51 people in military affairs. I'm one of them, and the other 50 are my executive coaches, is what I've learned. Yeah.
Wait, sir, do you have a sergeant major that's right next to you? No, I do.
I mean, not at the moment, but Lynn Kimball works directly with me in the office and gives me all of my sergeant major advice. But I also have all those other E9s, and they don't hesitate to let me know which way we're going.
Well, that's no surprise to me anyway, so yeah.
Yeah. It's a really talented group. I've never led a group with this much talent since I was a cadet at West Point, and I was like the head laundry carrier, and I had eight people that were cadets that were laundry carriers, and they had been class presidents and Eagle Scouts and team captains the year before when they were in high school. This team's incredible.
Yeah, it sounds like. Hey, are there some programs USA is already supporting to help people find meaningful careers? Are there already some programs out there?
Oh, absolutely. So Hiring Our Heroes, which works with the National Chamber of Commerce, they're part of that foundation. We work really closely with Hiring Our Heroes. And we also work directly with SkillBridge as well, with the Department of Defense. And we do that for employees that are coming to USAA. And we're also instituting more programs inside of USAA to ensure their success and to bring veteran attrition down and military affiliate attrition, that being spouses, down as well, so that we keep them longer and they're more satisfied and they're doing incredible work that way. But we also want to scale this again with those great partners out there, other for-profit corporations and nonprofits, the government itself, because a lot of, as you know, service members transition to the government. We want to make sure that everyone has a high chance of success.
Yeah, absolutely. All the time you're talking, I'm thinking to myself, am I too old to put an application in with USA and be part of that?
No, you're not. No,
I am. I'm wore out.
Hey, but you're helping us right now. You had mentioned sponsorships and we're always there for you. We still are. We're sponsoring your program.
Yeah.
And you're
yeah.
still a great voice for service members and veterans. And that's really what we're all about. So we appreciate everything you do, Jack.
Well, I know that you guys make a tremendous difference in the lives of a lot of people each and every day. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, let's talk about the other two pillars of honor through action. So, sir, I know you're not going to go anywhere. You're a good soldier. Stay right there. I'll be right back.
Okay.
All right. This is your Next Mission Video Podcast with me, your host, Jack L. Tilley, 12th Sergeant Major of the Army. If you're enjoying this discussion, I know you are because we're talking about taking care of our veteran community. We're talking about taking care of our active duty community. So please like us, click on that subscribe button below, and be sure to click on the bell to receive notifications of all of our upcoming video podcast releases. I'll be right back after a word from our presenting sponsors.
You're watching Your Next Mission video podcast, proudly presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, the most trusted credit union owned by members of the military community, serving all branches of the armed forces and their families. Learn more at NavyFederal.org. Their members are the mission. Purdue Global. You're ready for a comeback, and with Purdue Global, you can do more than take classes. You can take charge of your story, of your career, of your life. Earn a degree you can be proud of and get an education employers respect. Start your comeback at PurdueGlobal.edu. And USAA.
A promise is a trust not to be broken. Whether spoken with an oath or sealed with a pinky. And after 100 years, we're still taking care of the military community and their families. That's our mission, always.
Now back to your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, Jack L. Tilley.
Welcome back. We're talking with Major General Retired Robert Whittle, Senior Vice President and Head of Military Affairs at USAA. Before we get back to our discussion, I want to let you know about a way to support the work we're doing on behalf of our veterans and their families here at the American Freedom Foundation. If you have a used vehicle you're planning on getting rid of or some property you don't have any plans for, you can donate it. Visit our website at theamericanfreedomfoundation.org/ and click on that vehicle donation button or that home donation button to support our work. We really would appreciate your support. Sir, the second pillar is honor through action is financial stability. What do you think are the biggest problems in that area?
Jack, I know you're an expert at this from all of your time as a sergeant major working with soldiers and service members. And first of all, like, we don't do very well at making a budget, like the very basics of financial security. So there's a lot of financial education that we need. The USAA, we have the Education Foundation here that we leverage to educate service members, and we have a contract with the Department of Defense. We provide materials to help service members learn about financial readiness and how to prepare for it. That's really important. And now with Honor Through Action, you know, that is the second pillar. And we're able to leverage, you know, the many organizations that we work with to help bring that further along.
Yeah. And one of the things that, I stayed in the Army a long, long time. But one of the things I did, you know, when I first came in, you know, I lived month to month for a long time. In fact, I don't think I was financially really sort of comfortable until I was a sergeant first class and my wife was working. We both had an income there. And so one of the things I think was a little naive on us, we don't do enough about financial education at the junior level as you're moving up for officers and non-commissioned officers.
Right.
And that always seems to be a problem for some. The other thing is, with the credit cards that we have nowadays, people, it's so easy to swipe your credit card and it doesn't look like money. They just keep spending. And so we need to do a lot more education on what you're doing right now, financial education, but the usage of credit cards, if that makes sense to you.
Oh, it does. And you bring up a really important point, and that is, you know, families, when you're a junior soldier, especially if you have multiple children, you really have to carefully manage every dollar that you have to make sure you make ends meet. As you gain seniority in the Army, of course, your pay increases, and that is helpful. But, you know, every single one of them, and we've got great partners like the Armed Services YMCA, you know, they've got food warehouses that service members can go to if at the end of the month they're not able to keep the refrigerator full. So there's a lot of help out there, but we do have to build a bridge so that service members know what the help is and where it is as well. Information, as you know, is vital to get to service members and their families.
Yeah. We just had Sergeant Major Army Grinston on the show here a little while ago. And,
yes.
And he's working in AER. Great guy. And one of the things he told me, which makes a lot of sense, and I knew it already, that a lot of our service members are afraid to go to places like AER because they don't want to tell people that they really have a financial problem. And so I don't know how to do that. He's sort of bothered by it, but he's doing all he can to market that system and tell more people about AER. Go ahead, sir. You want to say something?
Oh, I was just going to say I'm really glad that he's in that role. He's Sergeant Major Grinston's a great leader.
Oh, wonderful guy.
You know, look at that. He's already identified. That's part of that bridge piece, right?
And yeah.
What can we do to make it easier for service members so it's not obvious to the whole world that they're asking for help, and keep it to a small group and keep it much more invisible than visible. And if anyone can solve for that, he's the guy.
Oh, absolutely. He's a great sergeant major. I told him he was the second best sergeant major in the Army.
I just remember him and his wife passing me on the Army 10-miler a few years ago.
Oh, no.
I was standing still.
Hey, are there some other ways to help service members gain financial skills? What's some of the other ways there?
Well, absolutely. So even in military affairs, we're able to work with ROTC detachments out there and go over financial readiness with ROTC cadets. So we're leveraging every way possible to get that word out. And then really through Honor Through Action, what we try to do is find nonprofits and other programs that where there's evidence that it's making a large difference and then channel that funding into those efforts. So it's a true investment that will pay off.
Yeah, yeah. Is there many of the, I guess, is there an overwhelming, I mean, some one specific area that they really have problems with when you talk about things like that, and so it's financial education and stuff, is there, other than just not planning very well and I have a budget, is there anything else in there?
Jack, bottom line is financial readiness is about spending less than what you earn, right? Enabling you to eventually develop a cushion so that, ideally you have 6 months in case something happens where, you can live off of that if you're in between roles or something like that. Ideally, you're saving 10% of your pay a month. And over time, if you invest it, that will add up to something that you can live off of in the future. About 2 years ago, I ran into a couple of retired E8s that had done that while they were in the military. And they weren't working at all, Jack. Not like you and I. We're still working. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
we're making ends meet. But those guys had it all figured out while they're in the military, retired with their families as E8s, and they're living on their retirement pay and their investments for the rest of their lives. That's the dream, I think, that we want to aspire to. And then they can work if they want to after that, and it's just gravy or, it's icing on the cake.
But I think there's a lot of good in working.
Yes.
I'm a lot older. But there's good. What I mean by that is that a lot of people want to stop at 62, 65, whatever. Well, I'm a lot older than that now, but I think you have to have purpose in your life. You need to, some challenges, some objectives, and I think people sometimes forget about that and they sit on. And I'll be honest with you, I think that sometimes that's why people get into a bad place and start thinking about bad things because they're just sitting there not doing anything. You got to get out and move around and get something done. Hey, the third pillar of your Honor Through Action is overall wellness.
Overall wellness, yes, sir.
Yeah, what concerns you most in that area?
Well, first of all, you just did a great bridge to that topic because, sitting on the couch, you have to have purpose, right?
Yeah, you got to have purpose.
You and I might as well just talk about that for a moment in overall wellness is if you're not working anymore, then you're probably volunteering. Hopefully you're in different communities, you're socializing. Those are all key to overall wellness. And so that's something that, definitely we've just got to continue to promote inside and outside of the military. So our primary focus there right now, of course, is Face the Fight, an initiative that we launched about a year, 2.5 years ago. And it really is to combat service member and veteran suicide. So we're doing everything we can. And we're taking that same approach where we look for evidence-based work that we can scale. So if somebody's out in, somewhere in Nebraska and they've they're doing something to prevent suicide and it's like working really, really well, then we want to channel resources into that so we can just scale it. And that's the approach we're taking. We've got great partners out there that are helping us. It's a super coalition. I know you've had several people on this podcast that have, you know, gone over it. So that's still our primary initiative there. But now we're looking for other ways as well, because this is overall wellness. It's not just about combating suicide, but also just being both, you know, mentally and physically healthy. And so same thing, we're just going to find ways to certainly invest in that.
There's, for me personally, now, I don't know if I ever told you a story, and you said it at the beginning of the show, you know, I was the last Vietnam veteran to be a sergeant major of the Army.
Sir. Yeah.
But the fact of the matter, when I came out of Vietnam, I had anger issues for about 2 to 3 years. You know, I wasn't in a good place. I was in a terrible place. I really think to this day, when I look back on it, I either could have hurt somebody or hurt myself because it was that bad. And for, well, I'm going to tell you how I worked out of it. I think I worked out of it. And so I went through that for a while, and I did some, probably some crazy stuff. I'm surprised they even kept me in the Army. But the fact of the matter is I start talking about it. I start talking about how I felt. Now, whether or not you listen or not, that's up to you. And the guys in the studio, and a lot of guys that are my friends, know how I feel about a lot of stuff and how it affects me personally. But I start talking about how I felt, and I think that helped me so much because I was open. Now, you may not listen, or somebody may not listen, but I tell you the truth, I didn't care because I felt it was therapy for me to get it off my chest and to talk about it. So that's why I always say, if you sit on the couch, you're going to have bad thoughts. And I think you said it the other day when we was on the prep call. We put things in little boxes.
Yeah, we compartmentalize.
There you go. And all of a sudden they come out. And it's just stuff. So I think for me personally, again, it's talking about those issues and stuff. So,
well, I agree. And it's really another transition topic as well, right? Because, you know, we leave the military. We've got this incredible network. There's nothing that will ever match it. And we're going somewhere else. And so the other piece is, and especially now with the global war on terror that lasted 20 years, you know, we compartmentalize because we've got to keep moving. So a death happens in combat. We compartmentalize it. We got to keep moving. We got to keep accomplishing the mission. We put it away thinking that, you know, we're going to get there sooner or later. And then a lot of us, we transition from the military and we don't realize it, but those compartments start to slowly open and things start leaking out.
Well, and it can affect. The older you get, they open up. The older you get, they open up. I didn't mean to cut you off.
But that's a good insight for me.
And I was telling, again, I was telling you guys in here, is the longer I'm alive, and I hope I can stay alive a long time, but the things bother me sometimes more and more. So I got to be a little more active, I think, sometimes. I got to get out, move around a little bit more.
Right.
Don't sit down and think about those things. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, sleep, activity, and nutrition are really important for health overall. And I'll just share that I realized that I wanted to see a therapist needed to. And so I leveraged the, you know, Department of Veteran Affairs for that. And it helps a lot, you know, because you can talk to someone who is going to listen and they'll give you feedback and help you, you know, learn how to cope with different things. It really is important. But I was the last person I ever thought would be going and doing therapy like that. But it's really important. It's helped me a ton. I recommend it for everybody. I mean, we go to the gym to work out, right? Because we know we need to be physically healthy.
Yeah.
And so who do you go to for your mental health, right? Yep. There's doctors out there that we can talk to.
Well, and the other thing, we've got to jump on some of it, but the other thing about that, you got to find the right person.
Right.
Because I've said this before on the show, one day I had something I thought was a little bit of a problem. And I went to a clinic and I thought I was going to see somebody. And I went in and sit down and I sit there probably 3 or 4 minutes and realized I was talking to the wrong person. And so I waited just about all day to talk to them. It's the worst experience of my life. Not my life, but worst experience I had as far as a, any kind of medical assistance. And so I just got up and left, and it was terrible. So,
Jack, 50% of any group is below average, right? By definition, right?
Well, I found one out.
So you want to find, in any group, be it doctors or anyone else, fingers crossed, you want to find or keep looking until you get one that's above average.
Hey, let me tell you, $500 million. Man, when I think about it, we said a half a billion there, but when I think about that money, 5 years is I got to tell you, it's a huge amount of money. Why was USA willing to make, this kind of a commitment to our veteran community? Yeah.
Well, Jack, I think we have to go back to our history, right? When 25 service members couldn't find insurance in San Antonio, Texas, they couldn't find car insurance. The bottom line is that insurance companies thought that because service members moved a lot, that they were insurance risk. And that was a sign back then. If you moved a lot, it meant you probably couldn't keep a job. You probably weren't going to be financially reliable, and you probably drove too fast. It's just kind of what the statistics bore out. So these 25 service members got together, and they started USAA, and they insured each other, and then they found out they were low risk. They weren't getting in as many accidents as people who weren't in the military. And by the way, they had jobs. They paid their bills. There was no fraud. It was a trusted group, and so that expanded over time. That's our legacy. We take care of our own because we started by that circle. And now what we want to do is make sure we expand that to all service members, all veterans and their families to take care of our own.
Yeah, I love that. We take care of our own.
Oh, I love it too. It's like the best, simplest motto.
Well, it's true.
It's
true. That's right. It's true. Yeah. Hey, sir, we need to take a quick break. When we come back, I'd like to hear about USA's new ad campaign, which we just talked about here a little bit. Let's talk a little bit more about that. So, again, don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Now, here's a word from one more of the organizations that helped make this show possible.
You're watching Your Next Mission video podcast, brought to you in part by Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Dental, Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Vision.
Part of transitioning out is that dental and vision insurance breaks off from your medical insurance.
Vision and dental is very important to be able to enjoy your retirement.
Blue Cross Blue Shield makes a transition so much easier.
Now back to your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, Jack L. Tilley.
Welcome back. We're blessed to be here today with the Major General Retired Robert Whittle, Senior Vice President, Head of Military Affairs at USAA. Remember, this is your show. Please let me know what topics you'd like us to cover. You can leave me a message at 844-424-1134 or send me an email at smatilley at yournextmission.org. Guess what? I'll reach back out to you. Hey, sir, USAA debuted a new campaign during the Army-Navy football game, which I was really upset about the game results.
Same. I was not happy with the outcome.
No, me neither. But their slogan is, we take care of our own. We were just talking about it a minute ago.
Sure.
Why do you think that's so appropriate for USAA?
Well, I'll give an example. So when the wildfires hit California, we have members, obviously, that are there, people that we insure their home. And what we do is, while those wildfires were burning, we can use overhead imagery and actually determine, Jack, if your home was destroyed or not. If we determine it was destroyed, then right away, 80% of what we had insured for you goes into your checking account, like instantly. And a lot of times, members learn that their house was destroyed when we give them a call to let them know we're putting that money in their checking account so that they can get started. And then the other 20%, they just need to file their paperwork and we work through that. No other insurance company does that.
Yeah.
So that's taking care of our own, right? We're service members. We care about each other and we want to make sure they can keep moving. Like, we are going to pay you. You can count on us. We take care of our own.
Well, I have insurance with USA, and they're, I live in Florida. They're always going to have storms in Florida, and I've called them a couple of times to come out, and they're really quick. They're very honest. They do a good job. So hats off to all the people that you have working with USA. Hey, we covered a lot of ground today. Honor through action. If someone wants to learn more, where can they go? If they want to know more about that, where can they go?
All right. Well, we tried to keep it as simple as possible. So USAA.com/honor through action, all one word. And that will get you to the site where you can learn about Honor Through Action. You can also learn about Face the Fight, which we spoke about as well. So lots of great material there. And I would encourage everyone who's listening to check it out and take a look at what we're doing.
Absolutely. Hey, first of all, let me thank you and USA for everything you guys are doing, not, you know, just for the soldier, really for a lot of veterans and their families and stuff. So thank you for what you guys are doing. And this has been absolutely a great discussion. I appreciate you coming on the show. Any final thoughts, anything you want to share with the audience that maybe we didn't talk about or something you want to reemphasize?
Actually, I just want to thank all the listeners out there, the service members, the veterans, their families, and everyone else who's listening that support the military community and the veteran community. Really appreciate what you do each and every day. And Jack, I just want to thank you as well for, you know, continuing to carry the torch for everyone out there and make things happen for them and make things better for them. You are a great partner for USAA, but even more importantly, a great partner for every service member, veteran, and family member out there.
Oh, wait a minute. You got to give me a good pump. I love that. Hey, I want to thank USAA one more time. I want to make sure I do that for being one of our sponsors and helping us, you know, get this important information, just what we just talked about a minute ago, out to all of our service members and veterans and the family. We could not do it without your support. So once again, I just want to thank you for all your support. And thanks again for coming on the show.
Thanks, Jack. It's been a pleasure.
Absolutely. Thanks again to Major General Robert Whittle for being with us. I'm Jack Tilley, 12th Sergeant Major of the Army. You've been enjoying Your Next Mission video podcast. And thank you for joining us. Log on to our website at yournextmission.org and check out our job board in partnership with Recruit Military and Offline, where you can create your own personal profile that will match you with just the right job in real time. You can follow me on my personal social media pages. Never thought I'd say this now. Facebook, X, Instagram, YouTube, and of course, LinkedIn. And if you like what we're doing at Your Next Mission, please click on that subscribe button below. And don't forget to click on the bell to receive notifications about our upcoming video podcast. Remember, we want to hear from you. Please leave me a message at 844-424-1134 or send me an email at smatilley@yournextmission.org. Thanks again to Major General Whittle for joining us. Just a wonderful officer and a leader of USA, one of the leaders at USA. And you know, this is a part of the show that I always talk about, my final thoughts. If you didn't listen to what he had to say today, shame on you. USAA cares. They want to make a difference in the lives of all of us each and every day. $500 million to help our veteran community. That's huge. That's commitment. That's making sure that you're taken care of. There's a lot of people out there that talk about just taking care of you. I'm going to do it. And guess what they do? Is nothing. Well, USA is not one of those companies. They talk about it and they do it for us, for me and for you each and every day. So when you're thinking about who you want to trust, talk to USAA. They're there for you and your families each and every day. Thanks for watching. And thanks to Newmont Studios, of course, our sponsors, Navy Federal Credit Union, Purdue Global, USAA, Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Dental, and Blue Cross Blue Shield FEB Vision. We appreciate all you do for our military. And as always, see you on the hog ground. Hoo-ah!
You've been listening to Your Next Mission, brought to you by the American Freedom Foundation. Learn more by visiting yournextmission.org.